It's an opportunity catalog.
It is.
Opportunity to be involved in God's work.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Ground with Samaritan's Purse, where we take you to the front lines and behind the scenes of our work around the world. I'm your host, Christy Graham, and you heard from Franklin Graham in the intro to this episode, and we will be talking about the Christmas catalog today. It's an exciting opportunity, as he said, to get involved with God's work around the world. But before we get into our conversation, I want to say that it is National Collection Week for Operation Christmas Child. I love this ministry so much, and my family always packs shoeboxes, and we are wrapping them up this week, and we will turn them into our church this Sunday. It's such an exciting ministry. I encourage you to go onto the website and look at the drop-off locations in your area. It's not too late to participate in Operation Christmas Child, and it kicks off this Christmas season so well as we begin to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And this Christmas season, there are so many ways to give through Operation Christmas Child, but also through the Christmas catalog. And as you know, Samaritan's Purse, we seek to meet physical needs so that we can share the hope of the gospel. And one way you can tangibly share God's love this Christmas season is through the Christmas catalog. I love the Christmas catalog, and I give gifts through this many times each season, especially for my friends and family that are really, really hard to buy for. I have so many people on my list that they don't need anything for Christmas. In fact, they don't want anything. And so giving them a Christmas catalog gift is a special way to share the hope of the gospel around the world. You can provide a family with a milk cow, or you can build a water well in a community. There are countless ways to bless people around the world in honor of your loved one this Christmas season. And not only is Samaritan's Purse Christmas catalog a fantastic way to give meaningful gifts, it's also a great way to teach your kids about generosity. I know Edward and I love going through the Christmas catalog with our kids each year, and we allow them to pick out gifts for our family and friends. And the gifts are so specific that our kids get so excited to personalize each year as they give gifts through the Christmas catalog. And this year, I sat down with my father-in-law, Franklin Graham, who is the president of Samaritan's Purse. He has seen these gifts given firsthand all around the world, and so he goes into each one in depth. We had the Christmas catalog in front of us, and we just talked about how meaningful these gifts are for the gospel. And so we have the Christmas catalog in front of us. And the first category is to protect vulnerable children. But let's talk about a couple of these projects. You know, there's caring for an orphan, there's meals, hot meals for a child, and there's taking care of children in crisis.
Yeah.
We're looking at Israel, Ukraine. Wars impact children.
War impacts children. And we look at Israel, Ukraine, and you also have to think about children in Gaza. Mm-hmm. But we look at the slums of the world where children live, they're born and survive and live in garbage dumps. I was in Ecuador a few years ago with Greta Van Susteren, and we were visiting a garbage dump. And there were churches down there in those garbage dumps. There are kids every day out there picking through garbage to try to find something they can sell. But it's children like this that we want to reach. And the children are innocent. They're not involved in the politics. So the war in Israel, the Jewish children that have suffered, the Palestinian children that have suffered, they didn't choose that. Mm-hmm. They just get caught up in the whirlwind. Same thing in Ukraine. So Operation Christmas Child gives us a chance to touch people. The Christmas catalog gives us an opportunity to go further, to do more. Mm-hmm. For the families. And so it's a great catalog for families, I mean, for your family, for grandchildren, to be able to go through the catalog and say, wow, I can give shelter here to a family. And we can do that for $100, or, hey, we can buy a dairy goat for $70. Mm-hmm. And these are things that people can do. And a milk cow. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity. And I don't want anything at Christmas. You know, people try to send me a gift. I don't need a gift. I don't need anything. What I really enjoy is when somebody will buy a cow and give it in my name. Mm-hmm. And so we bought you a gift for Christmas. We got you a milk cow for Samaritan's Purse, and that's your gift this year. I love that. And But again, there's so many of us at Christmas. We go out and try to buy things for people who really don't need anything. So this catalog is for you, mm-hmm. to be able to give a gift in the honor of somebody, but do it in the name of the Lord. And it helps us and it helps the families that we help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. And that's why I think people are hurting watching the news. There's always fear and uncertainty in the world, yeah. because we live in this fallen world, and you've watched it for decades. Mm-hmm. But now it seems especially, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of chaos, there's a lot of unknown. Yeah. But as you mentioned, as we approach this Christmas season, what better to give a gift, yeah. that shares the gospel? And so I want you to, as we're talking about Ukraine and we're talking about some of the current events, I love the category of caring for victims in crisis, you know, yeah. because the earthquake in Turkey, we have provided shelter. So I just want to go through a couple of these because you've walked the grounds, you've been on the ground for some of yeah. these disasters. So tell me, I'm looking at this bag in Ukraine. We talked to one of our translators, Vera, recently, who handed out these bags. And just the God loves you, them yeah. reading it in their language, yeah. opened the door for the gospel to a one woman. So yeah. what is it like for people that are living with nothing, as you mentioned, to receive a bag of food?
Well, if you take distributing in a war zone is not easy. They don't have cars. Mm-hmm. There's no gas up on the front lines. So most people have to walk, or they push a bicycle, pull in a donkey cart, mm-hmm. or something like that to go to a distribution. So, but when you can give somebody a bag that you can put 20 pounds or 25 pounds of food in it, they can carry that. So an elderly lady can carry that. But if you give them a 50-pound bag of potatoes or something, mm-hmm. they can't carry it. So these bags, we had those made up, but we did it in the color of the Ukrainian flag. Mm-hmm. They're fiber-reinforced bags. They're very tough. They won't break. I mean, you can put 100 pounds in them and carry something. Mm-hmm. So they're tough, and they're reusable. And so when a person has nothing, mm-hmm. and they come to the church and they get a bag of food and walk home, and on the bag it says, God loves you. And when that bag sits in their kitchen or in their living room, mm-hmm. it's there. God loves you. And so when you turn the lights out at night and turn them back on in the morning or when the sun comes up, there it is. God loves you. Mm-hmm. So it's a message. We want them to remember that they got their food from the church. The church mm-hmm. was there, and God loves them, and he provided that food.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we always work with the local church, because they will disciple and yeah. invite them to church, right. and they will, long after Samaritan's Purse leaves. So let's keep going through here. You mentioned food being a critical need, yeah. but water is also a critical need. And there's a category where we can yeah. give access to clean water. And there's multiple ways to do it, drilling a well, giving a filter, bringing clean water to a community. And I know yeah. you've watched this.
Yeah, and water is so important, Chris, because mm-hmm. they drink contaminated water, they get diarrhea, and it can kill them. So how important it is to be able to provide clean water for our community. And we have a whole program here at Samaritan's Purse where we build units to purify water. So when there's a crisis like in Ukraine, what we do right now is we have people there that take our design and build them there cheaper than we can import them. So that is a wonderful thing to be able to provide a community reverse osmosis, water purification system that can do several thousand people a day with fresh water. Mm-hmm. It's extremely important. And we've put in wells. And with these units, we have to put a generator and provide the means to run these machines. But it's important. There's some filters we use, biosand filters, that don't require any electricity. Pour the water in it, and it drips through a series of layers of sand mm-hmm. and gravel and so forth, and it purifies the water, and it builds a bacteria sludge at the top that kills the other bacteria. It's an amazing system. A scientist up in Canada designed it, and we've been using this thing for years in rural areas where people don't have electricity, running water, but you can just put a bucket of dirty water mm-hmm. in this filter, and by the time it comes out, you can drink it. You know, it doesn't pour out, it just drips out, but you get a glass of water in a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. It's enough for a family.
Mm-hmm. It is incredible. I know, I can't imagine We have access to clean water at a flick of a switch, but for people that have to walk so far and then have dirty water that's making their children sick would be such a lifesaver. And then we can move on to help impoverished families. You mentioned the goats, the cows. Livestock is obviously important. It can have a ripple effect in the communities and feed and give them income. So it does so much for families. Talk to me about how have you seen this dispersed in the world?
I look at the catalog and I think of opportunity. It's a catalog of opportunity. We call it a gift catalog, but maybe we ought to call it a catalog of opportunity. And it's an opportunity to teach your children the importance of giving. It's a tool to teach our children that people don't live like we do. The majority of the world lives at a poverty level. And this catalog, or our opportunity catalog, is a way to teach. Mm-hmm. I see this as a teaching book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You take your kids and you go through it, and, you know, medicine, it's not just kids, adults.
Right.
I mean, some of these are big gifts. I mean, there is, to improve a mission hospital, that's a $35,000 gift. Mm-hmm. And we build hospitals that some of them cost in the millions of dollars. So, I mean, for a husband or a wife that is looking for a gift, and when they have it all and they don't really need anything, and you want to do something this Christmas, well, here, you can help build a hospital and have a huge impact. And you go on down and just whether it's discipling a child, and then even adopting a box. There are people that will pack a shoebox and they don't have the money to send it to us. And you can help pay for that box that somebody else has packed. You know, the shipping of it. And we have people that do that every year. So the whole, again, it's an opportunity catalog.
It is.
Opportunity to be involved in God's work.
And Franklin, the reason we go in Jesus' name, all our projects are to share the gospel and
everything
have an evangelistic component to it, because... and I just want to read Psalm 27:1, because this catalog also has scripture on every gift for you to pray and encourage. And I just love all of them. But the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I dread? Psalm 27:1. And then Psalm 119:50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life.
Yeah.
And this is why we go, because we have the hope of the gospel and God's word.
And we can buy a copy of God's word. That's one of the projects
too.
In here.
That is, yes.
Providing the word of God for a family.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because, you know, we take for granted here. Yeah. I have multiple Bibles, multiple versions, but some people don't have a copy of God's word. And it is life. You know, it is the gospel, and the good news gives life. And so there's also a discipleship program through the Grace Journey. After giving kids a shoebox, they can do this discipleship program and get in God's word.
And the greatest journey is when we look at the aftermath of Operation Christmas Child, when the boxes come in, processed, prayed for, send them out, distribute the boxes, we offer to the churches that we work with, the partnership, that hand out the boxes, a 12-lesson discipleship program. So for the children that accept Christ, we can disciple them. And so it's 12 lessons, and we have trained several hundred thousand trainers that go out and do this. These are people that we've trained in country, but they go into the various communities within their country and teach the greatest journey. And it's incredible. And this last year, 3.5 to 4 million children that were taking a discipleship course every year. It's another group of kids. So the kids that went through it this year are not going to go through it again next year. So it's a new group every year. So it just adds up. But that's one of the, we'll call it the benefit. It's not a benefit, but it's one of the legacies, I guess, that come out of Operation Christmas Child, is this discipleship, preparing these children to not only follow Christ, but to live for Him, and then to multiply. And that's one of the things I think our team is really excited about, is the multiplication. You know, one child, training that child to reach his friends with the gospel.
Yeah. Or his parents. I went to one graduation where there were many parents that were graduating because they watched their child grow and change and be excited. And they also accepted the gospel.
Absolutely. So, we've had that happen. That happens every year.
Which is awesome. And finally, you know, let's talk about, there's a gift for Stand With Persecuted Christians. And there's a cost in some countries and many that we're working in right now.
Right.
Where you can't even profess to be a believer.
That's
So, why is this important, and what would you say to people praying for the persecuted church?
Well, I think we have a responsibility to our brothers and sisters in Christ to try to help them. We see this in the New Testament when there was suffering in Jerusalem. Paul took up a collection, the churches took up a collection and sent with Paul to help the churches, the church in Jerusalem. And so I think we cannot ignore when our brothers and sisters in Christ are going through hunger. It may be medical related. It may be war related, storm related. But we find ourselves sometimes in the ditch along life's road. And I think it's important that we help those that are in the ditch and stop. Just like the Good Samaritan, there was the man beaten and robbed and left for dead, and the thieves, and the thief is the devil. He comes in and he steals and wants to destroy. He wants to kill. And the priest and the Levite came by. They noticed the person, but they walked on by. But a Samaritan, he came by and he had compassion. And he stopped and he helped him and took him on his own animal, took him to an inn, paid the innkeeper to care for him. He said, I'll be back in a few days or whenever, but when I return, if you've spent more than this, I'll reimburse you. And then Jesus asked this lawyer what he thought about that, and Jesus told him to go and do likewise. Just go and do it. And I think that's what we're to do. Go and, you know, which one, I think the question was, which one was a neighbor, his neighbor, and the man said the one that had compassion. Well, go and do likewise, and that's what Jesus wants us to do. We're to go and do likewise. So that's this helping. I think the persecuted church is a way to help, like the story of the Good Samaritan. But it's not just the persecuted church. We want to help everybody that we can that's in need. But I'm going to put the top of that list, the persecuted church. If I can help them, I'm going to certainly try to do it. And then we'll help everybody else as we can, because that's what the Lord Jesus has called us to do.
Yes. And so I just encourage people, and as I close this, the last gift on here is Mend a Child's Heart, you know, Children's Heart Project. I got to go to the Cayman Islands and witness some moms that babies' hearts were healed, but their hearts were healed through the gospel. And so as we close, we all have a heart condition. We all have a spiritual need. So I just would love for you to share with people as they pray over this catalog and pray over even giving and receiving this year, the greatest gift is the gospel. So what would you say to people who don't have that hope?
We see the fighting in the Middle East. We see the storms that we find ourselves in. I think of the people in Maui who woke up one morning and there was just a little brush fire, and within an hour, the entire city of Lahaina or so was burned to the ground. And how things change sometimes, how quickly they can change. And people put their hope in their bank accounts. They put their hope in their home or the community in which they live or their job. I think of in Israel, many people put their hope in that wall. They put their hope in the technology and their military to protect them. And all that failed. And how important it is that we put our trust, not in man, but we put our trust in God, in His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but should have everlasting life. Jesus Christ came from heaven to this earth to save us. And Jesus said, I'm the way, and I'm truth, and I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. God is willing to forgive us our sins. He's willing to cleanse us, but we have to come to him his way, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ took our sins to the cross. He died and shed his blood on the cross for sins. He was buried for our sins. And on the third day, God raised him to life. And if we're willing to accept that by faith, just simply believe that by faith, and ask Christ to come into our hearts and turn from our sins. And that's so important. If you come to God and accept his gift of salvation, you have to turn from your sins. It's called repentance. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to repent and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that you will be saved. And so there's no greater thing that you can do, no greater opportunity than receiving Christ right now. You could do it right now. Just pray this prayer. Just say, God, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Mm-hmm. I believe Jesus is your son. I want to trust him. Today, I want him to come into my heart and save me. Forgive me of my sins. I want to turn from those. And I want to follow Jesus for the rest of my life. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer, God will, not only has he forgiven you and cleansed you, but you have a new life and a new beginning. And get involved in a church. Tell the pastor what you've done. Get involved in a Bible study. If you don't have a Bible, just contact us and we'll send you one. Be glad to do it. And if you want to talk to someone, you can go to the Billy Graham prayer line. We have a 24-hour call center. And you can call and somebody would be willing to pray with you there. But you could do that on the Billy Graham website.
As we celebrate Christmas, you know, the Prince of Peace, he has the government on his shoulders. I mean, you're right. Man is not going to save us, but Jesus will. Yeah. So I encourage people to buy someone a Christmas catalog gift, but more importantly, share the gospel with your loved ones this Christmas. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you. It's been fun.
It's been fun. Thank you.
I hope you loved hearing about the ways that you can bless others this Christmas. I truly get excited about giving these gifts each year. They have a ripple effect. They encourage and share the gospel with the one that you give in honor of, but then they also bless the person who receives the gift around the world. And when you give the Christmas catalog gift, Samaritan's Purse will send you a beautiful letter, and it explains the project that you gave to your family member in honor of that Christmas. And so I always give my family member that card, but then I usually give them a tangible gift as well to go with it. So, for instance, last year for my mother-in-law, I gave her the honeybee project through the Christmas catalog, and I wrapped up some local honey and a honey candle to go along with it so that she had something tangible throughout the year to remind her of the project, to pray, and to know where her gift was going that year. And for my parents, I gave them a well in a community last year, and I gave them a water bottle to go with it. And so they had something tangible to open, but also to just remind them throughout the year of the project that was given in honor of them. So there's so many ways to creatively and intentionally give this Christmas season through the catalog. And then, as I said, it has a ripple effect. The receiver who impacts the gift, it not only impacts them, but their family and the community. For example, if you give a cow, it feeds that family, but then it allows them to earn an income, and they're able to then shop and support others in their community. But more importantly, they get linked to a local church. Our national leadership staff has the opportunity to share the gospel and to disciple them and get them involved in the local church. And so as they get excited about their cow or their goat or their chickens, they tell the community about it. But more importantly, they tell them about the gospel. And so that is such an active gift that truly goes out. And we're able to share the light of the world through these gifts. I love 2 Corinthians 4:6, which says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And this is what we celebrate at Christmas, the gift God gave in Jesus, his son, the light of the world. And I love what Jesus says in John 8:12. Later in his ministry, he says, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And this is the hope that we want to give at Christmas. As Franklin shared, he shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the light of life. that we can all have. And so I encourage you, if you prayed with Franklin today, or you recently accepted Christ, or this is new to you, you want to know more, I encourage you to call the Billy Graham Prayer Line. They are open all day long, all hours of the day. Their number is 888-388-2683. We'll also put the number and the link in our show notes so that you can call. But if you have any questions, or you want follow-up, or want to know more about what Franklin prayed, if you've never heard the gospel before, I encourage you to call and get some follow-up. We are so thankful that you listened today. We're thankful for your prayers and your support this Christmas season. I hope that this starts the Christmas season with a new lens that you want to share the light of the gospel this year. Thank you again for tuning in. God bless you.